Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
We are so grateful to our amazing partner for the Advent series, the Christian Standard Bible, or the CSB. For starters, it is a faithful, readable translation, which I think really matters. And there are so many options available as far as cover designs or hardback or softback. And there are a lot of extra features that are included. I'm excited to tell you about the Lifeway Women's Bible because, first of all, I know that many of you listening are women and that the rest of you probably know some women and may even have one or two of them on your list to buy gifts for this Christmas. But secondly, so many of our friends who've been guests on That Sounds Fun have articles and contributions in this beautiful version. Friends like Lisa Turkhurst and Trillia Newbell, Lauren Chandler, Christine Kane, Angie Smith, just to name a few. And I love this, but there are over 40 character profiles of key women in the Bible so that we can get to know them better and learn how their stories apply to our own. Isn't that awesome? So head over to lifeway.com/CSB to browse all of the CSB Bibles and use the code TSF to save an extra $10 off any order over $40. Y'all, these Bibles are already price for Christmas sales. So that's an additional $10 off an already discounted price. Again, that's lifeway.com/CSB and use the code TSF, like That Sounds Fun, for $10 off any order over $40. Hi, friends. Welcome to day two of our week on hope. So before we start, I just have to tell you, in case you don't know, I have 4 tattoos. I hope we can still be friends. They are all white. They're all here on my forearms. And there's a significant reason for that. I want to see them, but I don't want everyone to see them all the time. I like being able to see them at any moment. I don't necessarily want everyone, every audience I'm in front of, or every time I'm at the airport, seeing all my tattoos. It's just a personal Annie choice. And for me, my 4 tattoos are instructive. They're not descriptive. Right? They're not telling the world something about me. They're telling me who I want to be. So that's one of the reasons I've placed them where I can see them and placed them where I'm really the only person who can. So grace was first. Going from 0 tattoos to 1 tattoo is such a huge decision. I cannot tell you what a huge decision it was. I mean, it was years of trying to figure out what to do. Where did I want to put it? What was it going to be? In fact, you may know this about me, but I wrote the word grace in a Sharpie on my wrist for months before I actually got the tattoo. You could see it way more then than you can now because that was in Sharpie and now it's white. My friend Hillary went with me when I finally made the appointment. I had had one of my dearest friends, Molly, handwrite the word grace. I had experienced her to be a person full of it, just absolutely full of grace. And so she wrote it for me. Hillary went with me and had that tattoo done on my arm here in Nashville. It was so painful. It's so painful. And then kind of going from 1 to 2 tattoos is a much shorter decision. It was not quite as hard a decision. And I knew I wanted the word persevere. I was working on the book, Looking for Lovely. Many of you have read about this tattoo in Looking for Lovely. And it was written by some of my Vandy boys, some of the young men that are a really important part of my life through our church here in Nashville. And it's a couple of their handwritings combined for the word persevere written on my right wrist. And then Savor This is another one that is on my left hand. You may have read about it, and That Sounds Fun. I got it in New York with my Broadway friends. We were going, everyone kind of wanted to get a tattoo. And so it worked out really easily that I had had one planned. They wanted one as well. So we all kind of did like group tattooing together. My friend Jen wrote this one for me. She wrote the word this. I wrote the word savor in my own handwriting. This one matters a lot to me because I want to remember that whatever I am in, I need to feel it. I need to really feel it and really be in it. If it's the best day, if it's the worst day, I need to savor this. You can read more about all these tattoos in my books. Apparently, I feel the need to write a whole chapter about each tattoo I get in my life. But there is one I haven't told you about yet. I actually don't know if I've told anyone about it. I don't think I showed it on social media. I don't think I mentioned it really at all. In summer of 2021, I mean, I was having the best time. It was so awesome. It was the first time we ever took the That Sounds Fun podcast on tour. We went to 12 different cities. It was incredibly fun. I was so happy. We met new people, made new friends, some were that were so important to me. And I remember often at the Q&As at those events, people would say, "What do you know about God that you didn't know before this tour?" And because that's a question y'all hear me ask here a lot on the podcast. What does the guest know about God that they didn't know before something? And so people would say, "What do you know about God that you didn't know before this tour?" And I said over and over, "God hears me every time I pray." That is what I've learned. That's the season we were in. I genuinely felt like in one season, all these doors had aligned and unlocked, and all I had to do was walk. It was the wildest feeling. It felt like God was swinging open everything I'd been waiting on. It was wild. It was wild. And I would have legit told you that time, and I did tell people it was the best season of my life. And the best season of my life was just starting, and here we were. And as that fall moved on, some things shifted and changed, but I clung to hope. Hey, friends, I'm just interrupting quickly to tell you about one of our incredible partners, Awana's Talk About Discipleship Resource. From what I hear, raising kids comes with its fair share of, "Please, God, don't let me blow this," moments. And sometimes talking to your kids about faith is one of those moments. But with a little help from Talk About, those family faith conversations can get easier and become a more natural part of your day. Talk About is the newest family subscription from Awana, designed to make it super simple for you to lead your kids through God's Word, prayer, worry, and so much more. Each week, you'll get an email with everything you need to study the Bible together, a short video to help you prep, conversation starters, tips for answering your kids' questions, and through the week activities to bring the fun and help them remember what they learned. Help your kids follow Jesus for life with Talk About. Try a month for free with the code TSF when you go to talkaboutdiscipleship.com. That's talkaboutdiscipleship.com. And now back to Hope, day two. I want to go back and remember yesterday we read Romans 5, where it talks about hope, and hope is suffering that leads to perseverance that builds your character that gives you hope. In Romans 8, verses 24 and 25, I want to read it to you in the NIV. "For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." So that's scripture. Those verses are what I clung to in this season of my life that was amazing. I use this app called the Blue Letter Bible. I know you've heard me talk about it before, but I use this app called the Blue Letter Bible where I look up words and figure out where else are they in the Bible? What's the original language? And this is the word for hope. It's El Peace. Isn't that wild? That is really how you say it. And suddenly, when that word started showing up everywhere and that original text of the word hope was all over these New Testament scriptures I was reading, suddenly I became the Christian who was going to have a tattoo in a biblical language. I know. Some of you may have done it too. I didn't think I'd be here, but I was. I just didn't want the word hope. I wanted the word that meant this hope. Right? I wanted the original word that the writers of the Bible scribbled out in their own hand, meaning this hope. Again, zero tattoos to one tattoo is a huge decision that took me weeks, if not months. Three tattoos to four tattoos was a Friday afternoon after work. I know. Because as I got closer and closer to really wanting that tattoo, doors started closing. And that season that seemed to make tons of sense and every door was open started to fall apart. I didn't make an appointment to get a tattoo. I just Friday afternoon as my workday was ending, I started calling around to which tattoo places in Nashville would do a white tattoo. Tattoo artists in general don't love doing white tattoos because a lot of times they end up disappearing and they're not artistic and they don't last forever. So it isn't just as simple as I want to go to this place and get a white tattoo. A lot of times people tell you no, and multiple people told me no here in Nashville. And I finally found a place on Charlotte Avenue. It took about an hour. The guy was so nice. I went by myself, which is the first time I'd ever gotten a tattoo by myself. And that meant a lot to me because I thought, man, this hope is about me and God and this tattoo guy, right? Like, but this hope, having this word on my arm, was an Annie and God moment. It was just a random Friday afternoon. The tattoo artist was so nice. It was like the best time. I was so thankful. And that tattoo has meant so much to me. If this hope, if El Peace is a gift we are taking into next year, remember, that's what we're saying is not only does Advent set us up to celebrate the birth of Jesus, Advent is setting us up to give us gifts that take us into the next year. If hope is one of those things that we want to mark us, maybe we need it to really mark us. Now, I'm not saying you need a tattoo, but I'm not saying you don't. If we become a group of friends who all have matching tattoos, I'm very interested in that. I am fine with that. A lot of you have had me write words for you to get tattoos. I love it. But there are some other ways to mark your life with this hope, because I think marking our lives matters. The things that are tattooed on my body are things that I want to last and know. So it could be a sticker on your computer that says hope, or a sign in your house somewhere, maybe the room where you sit and listen to this and you're in your Advent series guidebook and you're, this is where you read and you pray. Maybe it's a journal. Maybe you write the word on your mirror in dry erase marker. Y'all know I keep a dry erase marker by my bathroom mirror every day of my life because I write words up there that I need to remember. Or maybe it's tagging all the hope verses with the flags. You can get them, again, at anniefdowns.com/advent. But we've created flags for you that say hope. Because maybe that's what you need to do, is just go through scripture and mark the places where this hope shows up. Mark it. Mark it everywhere. And remember, it does not come free. It requires suffering. Your suffering matters. And that builds perseverance in you. And that builds your character. And then this hope. This hope. So whenever you see this hope in your life, you've earned it. You've suffered for it. So mark it. Oh, friends, I cannot wait to hear how you mark hope, this hope, in your life. Spend some time with the questions in your Advent series guidebook, and remember that there's an amazing community to share thoughts and responses with in the Advent series Facebook group. You can get access to all of that at anniefdowns.com/advent. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me, that's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. Keep searching for hope, and we will see you back here tomorrow.